get involved in the Masechta Gittin right now. It's not as poshut as it seems. If you learn Kiddushin, learn Suga Mili, the famous the Mordechai, and the second friend Kiddushin, Mili, you can spend a week talking about what Mili is, what it isn't. Not so poshut. That is not shlichus. Not poshut at all. I don't know. Could be it's true. But that what interests me even more is that the Chasam Sof is a kaif of a kol. He denies the whole thing. It's svalts. That which the Machmirim say, the luchum yesh shlichus anachri v'nasa shlichus sheyisrael, not so poshut. That is not shlichus. Not poshut at all. I don't know. Could be it's true. But that what interests me even more is that the Chasam Sof is a kaif of a kol. He denies the whole thing. It's svalts. That which the Machmirim say, the luchum yesh shlichus anachri v'nasa shlichus sheyisrael, hine anan lo kaimel anachri. We don't pass this in yesh shlichus lakam luchum. What does that mean? What do you do with lo saksan shor b'dishal? What do you do with sirus and kalayim? We spoke about all this. What does that mean? What does it mean? Well, he tells you to look in Evan Ezer. Simon Hay Beis Shmuel Sof Siv Kotin Yotes. So I looked it up. That's our Indian. Simon Hay is talking about Sirus. So we don't pass in that way. What does that mean? There the Mechaber says, as a Simon Hay, he tells you at the end of the Simon, you can't tell the girl is Saris. So the Chayra, what the Chasam Sof must mean over here, we don't pass in Shlichus, the Shlichus, a guy to tell a guy. I don't know. I have no other way to actually read what the Chasam Sofer is saying. So before you get to Omer Imru, all that fancy stuff, he says we pass it in Eved Ezer Lekula. Who said so? The Truma Sadesh. So I looked it up. Reish Tzadi Tes. The Truma Sadesh. That's where that Kula in Eved Ezer comes from, which the Chasam Sofer is basing himself upon. But I looked it up again, and it doesn't say it. Reish Tzadi Tes. Nochri alokeach tanagolam zucharam gilasarsa. Can the Yisrael give it to him? Even though he's only buying it to be besides to give it back? So he discusses lift na'iver. Because it's a goy mitzvah b'siris, of adzcham losas, according to many goy mitzvah. But lift na'iver is the mitzvah. That's the whole tshuva talking about. All talking about lift na'iver. Lift na'iver. Says the tshuva sadeshin, if goy A gives it to goy B, ain shliach advar aveira, and ain shlichus anachri, and therefore there's no lifnei iver. Nowhere do I see in this Truma Sadeshin that shliach I make shliach nachri A, who makes nachri B, and there's no din of shlichus. In this case, he didn't tell him to do that. He gave it to nachri A, but he knows nachri A is gonna give it to nachri B. Is he over lifnei iver on nachri A? So Truma Sadeshin, no. And shliach advar aveira, shliach osa shliach, whatever it may be. Ain, there got to be nochri mi nochri, maybe there's no shlichus, chutz mi shlichus, and shliach advar aveira. That's all he's talking about. I don't see any raya at all from that Evan Ezer. There's no din of shliach le shliach when it comes to a goy. I don't see anything, I see no such thing. The other svar I see, okay. That's a question of mili. But again, mili is a yam. So it's hard to hang yourself with mili. Okay, but maybe I'm not saying Chasam Sof v'chalia. Who am I to say it's not correct? I'm just saying it's not poshut. That's all I'm saying. It's not poshut. Okay. So let me ask you a question, Rabbi Osai. The Chasam Sof seems to say, again, I didn't read it that way, but if you read it kipshuto, he seems to be denying shlichus completely. So I ask you, so why do we pass in halacha? It's also to tell a goy on Friday, do malach on Shabbos. You have to say what we said already previous occasions. The whole from the Rambam is an independent reason. That was one of the three things that Amir Lanachri said. It's also to tell him on Friday, lest you do it on Shabbos. Okay. Not like the Alter Rebbe, it's all one reason. Not like there was a Ruah, it's a reason to deploy on Friday. Good. Okay. So I saw something fascinating in the Sefer Chochma Shlomo on the bottom of the regular Shulchan Aruch. So Simon Shin Zayin Sif Hei. This is amazing. Shlomo Kluger, amazing word. Look what he writes over here. Nistapakti ba'akum la'akum. Who suffek? Chavas Yora, Barosa Gershon. Yeah, suffek. What's his head there? Catch this now. Shvus to shvus. And then he said, afterwards I looked in the Barhete. You can all have it. The Barhete quotes the Chavas Yor, who suggests that. Say the words shvus to shvus. I don't have the Chavas Yor in front of me, but I don't think he said the words shvus to shvus. But a different lumbus. Why should it be shvus to shvus? I don't understand the lumbus of the Chochma Shlomo. Why is it a shvus to shvus? If you'll say that what? Is an Isser de Rabbanan on the guy to tell another guy? In other words, what's with the shvus? I tell the guy to carry in a carmelus. I understand. But to tell a guy to tell another guy, is that really shvus to shvus? This doesn't, I mean, I can hear it, but I wouldn't have said it that way. I would have said it's either a shvus gomer or it's nothing. But Chochma Shlomo calls it a shvus to shvus. Just letting you know. Then he goes further and says, what happens if payment is involved? B'manachwi arishin sachal anachwi acher, maybe it's in a poel. Oh, what poem? The Machne Ephraim Paskins and Hilchot Shluchim Siman Yud Aleph. I'm not going to believe this. That if I tell a guy to do a malacha, they'll do it for free. So this is the Rabbanah. If I pay him, then he's a Doraisa. Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabais. So until then, we were trying to make it better if the guy gets paid because that's the Nafshik of it, the Korban Asanel. He says, Punkt Fakert. If the guy gets paid, it's a Doraisa. So I saw in the Melochim Om Nayach, Rabbi Zulbishtein, page Chav Dalet, he was worried about this, and he went to many Gedolim to get around this problem. You have a Shabbos guy, what do you do? So you should make a system, we're not paying him for his work, we're paying him for something else. I have a lowest scheme we body at Gedolim, he says. Apparently they're not even choshish for this Machne Ephraim. The Gabe this. The Machne Ephraim may be important in other areas, but not in Gabe. Hilchos Shabbos, Amir Lenochi was being paid the rice. Okay. Now, Rabosai, look in the Gemara, Kuf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, please. Kuf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. Kuf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. Right before the first Mishnah, we were here a little bit yesterday already. It says, "Machshichem lefakeach al iske kala v'iske meis lavel orim etachrichem ramulo lech lemakom ploni v'mlo matzav lemakom ploni havei lemakom ploni lematzav b'mon havei b'masayim." Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer uvash lo yazkil lo schum mekach mona masayim. You can't mention numbers, okay? Is there a machlokes? There's no machlokes. Please open to the Hagos Mordechai Tov Nuntes. Please turn the back. Tov Nuntes. Page 160. Pyramid base. He quotes the Gemara, right? It's about little brackets. Halfway down the first column. With a small little gimel. Venire. Shrab Yosilo Bo Lachlok. Achlaho Sifu the Faresh. Vimiyev Shabalok Tzitza. Nirish is a mutter. Why not? The Chefte Shamayim. Talking about a mitzvah over here. So why should Rabbi Yossi say not to mention the number? So still. Chefte Shemayim says the Mordechai, I go, well, you're right. He said, Lechatchila, don't mention a sum. Because, you know, hiring is one thing, talking dollars is another thing. We try to limit the violation of even if it's Chefte Shemayim, we try to limit it as much as possible. That's what it says. The Ran disagrees. It's also no matter what. Aser, no matter what. How do we pass on the halacha? 2 days in Ramah, Simen Shin Vav, Sif Gimel. Take a look quickly. Simen Shin Vav, Sif Gimel. That's what his din is found. Ramah writes, V'miyev shalo elim ken yaskalo skol mekach, page Tzadi Ches, Saman Aleph from the Mishnah Berurah, Mutta b'cholinyin. That's a mitzvah. Hagos Mordechai. Makes sense. V'yesh olshin b'chol inyan v'chein ikar. That's a pashut. Now, you take a look over here in the Mechaber, Sif Vav, Shin Vav Vav. Chefte Shamayim Mutal Adaba Behem. Don cheshbonos shel mitzvah for lifso tzedaka ulefakeach aliske rabim uleshadech hatinok ulam de sefer umnus v'davka ledaber imrotz elistaker to talk around it avol esachro lehaslos kumos osur. That is a very strange expression that comes from the Tur, from the Rami Rutenberg. Two contrasts. It says to mention the heart to hire him and to mention skumos, that's awesome. What's mutter? It's time to talk around it. So the Bir Halacha says, this is Vidafka on the first wide line. Please look inside the first wide line of this page, Tzadi Tess. He named Izeh Alosh and Mashma to the Sochro Stama Af Pliyas Karaskum Skum Asur. But it sounds like just the Dabim wrote to the stack. Let's talk around it. Umi sofa dibur mashma lehepech. The Dabke b'haskara skumasur. So it's not so clear. Wow. Now, why is it asur? If it does, if usr, why usr? If usr, why usr? Well, let's look in the Torah. This all comes from the Torah. In Shin Vav, hold it, Sivav. The reason. Listen carefully, please. The Chefte Shemayim Shari. And the question, of course, becomes why? Why is it us? Why is it us, sir? Why? Chefte Shemayim. Chafatzecha Asurim Chefte Shemayim Utarim. Why? So the Chayadim says in Klal Samach Aleph Siv Beis. Just want to read you the Lashon if it's there in Chayadim. In Klal Samach Aleph Siv Beis. He adds an interesting word of explanation. Why it does. Also, this kolam made a lipstick clearest, even without the money being mentioned. The kol zel kemekach umemkar, with the osra feel the dvar mitzvah. Can't get involved in mekach umemkar for a mitzvah. Why not? Chef chafatzecha asur chef de shemayim utarim. He doesn't tell you why not. You tell me why not. Huh? Tell me why not. No, I'll tell you what I think. Zeh reshema yichto. The two separate Yisurim over here. Chafot Secha is a head of Chefte Shemayim. But Gzeres Shema Yichtov is a Gzeres. They weren't matter of Gzeres just because you're doing a mitzvah. Oh. So now, I wanted to tell you an interesting Shaila in this remarkable Sefer that Rabbi Simon let me call the Nishmas Shats. Nishmas Shabbos we had in the last couple of years. Also a very interesting. Let's say Rabbi Harfinus. It was a Rav in Williamsburg, I believe. Here's the following Shaila. Simon Chav Zion. Interesting, very interesting question. A lot of interesting things over here, if you want interesting things to read. Shaila. You're taking a taxi on Shabbos. You take a taxi, and it's a heter to take a taxi. Why is there a heter to take a taxi? Well, you can't get home on time. You get stuck on the road, stuck in traffic. So you bail out, leave your car on the side of the road, take a taxi. Amir Lenachri's Mutter, the Malkum Hefs Gadol, let's say it's Ben Hashmashis. We'll get to Ben Hashmashis, we'll discuss by Riches also. How do you pay the taxi? Can't take the money. Tiltum Mukta. So what do? Well, the guy will take the money himself. Yesh l'ayin. What do you mean? You call a car service, let's say, or you just go into the car and the taxi's a meter. Gaval, the Tzchiras Polim. And this Yisrael himself is doing. We're matir amir l'nochri l'tzorech. But here you yourself, the Yisrael, are in violation of the terrible issue of hiring a worker on Shabbos. Whenever you go into a taxi, you're hiring a worker on Shabbos. Gee. And especially, he's going to tell you, it's going to cost you $10. Or if you're on the meter, then that's also you're mentioning a school mekach. It's going up, $2, $4, you know. Big problem. So it's like this. So for cholesh ain't bosakona, we could say as follows: cholesh ain't bosakona, the amata amir l'nachri flat out. Why? He suggests. You know why? It is to paraphrase the Gemara in Erev in Samaches. We'll get to it. The sugar shvus in a few minutes. It's shvus shein bo mais. Shvus shein bo mais is mutter. So he wants to say a chiddush. Not only is amir l'nachri shvus shein bo mais. But this hiring of workers is also a shvus shein b'mais. It's a chiddush. He says another possibility. If the Yisrael doesn't mention a sum of money, only the goy mentions a sum of money, that'll be costing $10, I say, huh? Or the meter goes. Then he suggests you, the Yisrael, have not mentioned the Sechum Mekach. You know, the guy mentioned it, and that violation is not, you're not over. Then, what are we going to be back to? We're back to the 2 days in Vidavka. 2 days in Vidavka on page Sadi Tes. whether the iser of hiring a worker is only if you actually mention the money. Tomach hefti shemayim now. If you mention the money, or even if you didn't mention the money. Okay, at least you have one tzad to be making. That's what he said. What a remarkable tshuvas. Again, Simon, this is Chelek Beis, Nishmat Shabbos, Simon Chof Zayin. But he goes further in these matters by paying people. In Simon Kuf Aleph of the Sefer, he says, not only can you not take money and put it in the goy's hand, of course, as Issa Muksa, you can't pay a goy on Shabbos for services rendered. Can't do it. Can't do it. Who said so? The Mogen Avraham in Simon Shin Chaf Hei, at the end of Sukkot and Chaf Hei, can't do it. Why? Uvda Dechol, or maybe Mekach Umemka. So he wants to know, he's not sure, and this is Simon Kuf Aleph, is that only in a case where merchandise changes hands? That's the Magen Avraham's case. Quotes through Levush and Simon Tav Kuf Yudzayin and Chas Yontif. What if it's just done for service rendered? Service rendered. And if, assuming the Isra applies to service rendered, you have some babysitter, goyish, babysitter coming, you can't say, take the money on Shabbos. Say, take the money. Gotta give the money to the babysitter before Shabbos. Maybe she'll never show up. Or after Shabbos, and she may scream at you. I be mizaka to the goy before Shabbos. What's it in? No go. Right? No zach on the adam, shlova fanav, by a goy. So you're in service. Aside from that, open to Ramah, Shin Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, is it another problem? Shin Zayin Sif Yud Aleph? Another potential problem, I should add. What's Shin Zayin Sif Yud Aleph and Ramah? Ramah says, Kishem Shein Lovin B'Shabbos, Kachein Porin B'Shabbos. You can't pay up a debt on Shabbos. Why, Mr. Bruim M. Zayin? Why? Why? Memvav, rather, why? Shema yimcho kachov min apinkis. Your phrase is going to erase it. Like by mekach umemcha, zegzer shema yichto, zegzer shema yimcho. He wants to know, what about a nucho? I now owe the guy money for taking me in a taxi. Is there an issue to pay him? Or a babysitter, is there a pay him? Maybe not, it's only an issue to erase an old chov. That's exactly what he declares. I thought it was fascinating. Shilas over here in the Sefer Nishma Shabbos. Again, there are many other fascinating. I just wanted to quote you two simon, Chav Zayim and Kuf Aleph. Okay, Rabbi, say we're now ready to start the sugya of Shvus to Shvus. With your permission. Okay, let's read around. Let's open to the Ran. That's a good place to start. Let's just see the Yisaitis of the din before we start to ruin them. Open to the Ran that was on the Maram HaKaimus. That's where it all starts. Good morning, Erevin. But we don't have Erevin in front of us, but Ran we do have in front of us. Please open to the Ran. Page Nun Vav. Daf Erif. Let's push it over the basics. There's three sheetas at least, Rabbi. What's the case? What happened in Erevin? The Yanuka, the top line of the riff. Who Yanuka, the Shtapik Chamimi. The hot water needed for the bris spilled out. So they said, Leisu Migobe Soy. Aye, but there's no Eruv. No Eruv. Tell the guy to bring it. Tell the guy to bring it. So the Gemara says, Amir Lenoch is Shvus. Lo Shanilach ben Shvus the East Bay Maisa. The Shvus the Les Bay Maisa. That's the Gemara in brief. So if you look on the, let's read the Ran from the top. Page Nunva. Das Arab al Alokos Gedolazal. Shematir and Amir Lenochli Afilah Bedava Shesha Malacha Gemura and Bimachshir Emila. Fishu Mefarish Ad Armin and Erevin Samach Zayin. Mehu Yanuka. Lo Shailach Ben Shvush Tis Be Maisa and Shvush Les Be Maisa. The Kol Shvush Shenasei De Yisrael Gon Hazor Karin and Shvush De Is Be Maisa. And if it's not allowed, Hemini Dibrem Bokum Koritz. Amir Lenochli Afilah Bedava Shesha Malacha Gemura It's called Shvus the Lesbe Meiser. Came to Avad Yisrael Meiser Klal. Good. That's what the Bahag says. Says the Ramban in the fifth narrow line. V'imbonu lahashmol shar mitzus lemachshir emila k'derach shishva also in the Rambam zal v'ishi toso v'sisu af v'chol ha-mitzus natar amir l'nochi afil v'melach ha-gemur v'nivar shazel das harab bala yitur shehitir aloma l'nochi l'hadak ner l'tzu l'shabbos. That's taught to the Bahag, it's matter the rices, say they goy, for me. The Itur says all mitzvahs are the same. But the Rif says no. Lo shari amir l'nochi v'machshir emila but who the Rambam hit the shvus to shvus? It applies to all mitzvahs. But the Rambam zal solver the chiyagav na nami lo shori ala mitzvahs mila b'levad. Oh boy! So how many should we have? Four shittas, Rav Osai. Let's count the four shittas. Very simple chart. There's Mila and Shamitz. There's the Rices and the Rabbanans. Okay? The Bahag is Matir the Rices for Mila. The Iter is Matir the Rices for Shamitz. The Ramban is Matir the Rabbanans for Mila. And the Rambam is Matir the Rabbanans for Shamitz. Four sheetas right there. Everybody with me so far? Basically, what we just saw, four sheetas. Okay, chaz of the four sheetas. There are four cases to talk about. Yisurim, the goyim do the rice or the rabbana, will be for shamitz and for mila. They'll go now mina chomer lakal. So the eater is matter even shamitz with the rice. The bahag is only matter mila the rice. The rambam is matter the rabbana even for shamitzvus. And the Ramban is only Madir, the Rabbanan for Mila. Is there another exception besides Mila? We don't know of any. Is there another mitzvah which is so great that the guy can do a Doraisa for it? What do you say, Rabosai? Yeshiva Shemesech to see it. Where do you find in Mesech the Gittin a discussion of this? Yeah. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. You can have a guy write a shtar b'shabbos, writing as a daraisa. Okay, does it mean the Baal Hittir was right? Yeah, they said Baal Hittir got it from this Gemara, but not necessarily. Yisrael is a unique mitzvah, the mitzvah rabba. I'm wondering about that. Is it the only mitzvah rabba? Is there any other mitzvah that's called the mitzvah rabba in Shas besides Yisrael Yisrael? Who knows? Puruvu, I had the shadow of the Maisa. Can you ask a guy to do a daraisa for Puru Ravu? Happens now with all the fertility things. It's a big zach. I thought maybe this is smach lahakel. That maybe Puru Ravu is also mitzvah rabba. Maybe. I haven't seen it in the svar. Maybe. It's a rabba like Yishev Eretz Yisrael. P.S. The famous Or Zeruah over here. This is the world famous Or Zeruah. This is the context. It's fine. Let's open up Aramo, let's open up. Everyone up and look in Shulchan Aruch here, Rabbos. The original Machloikas is found in Simen Shin Zayin Sif Hey. Take a look, please. Who quotes the Rambam? What does he say? The quote of the Rambam. Dabar she'ena malacha. Ve'eno asur lasas b'shabbos. Ela mishum shvus. Everyone looking inside? Mutter loma li'yisrael loma l'gar la'asos b'shabbos. Ushi yisham. Now watch, look at the l'shainas carefully. What l'shainas are here? Miktas choli. O yetzorach l'davar tzorach harbe. O mipnei mitzvah. Look at the examples the Rambam gave. Keitzad Omer Yisrael Goy b'Shabbos Lalos be'ilan lahavi shofel at koat kias mitzvah or lahavi mayim derech kotzesh lo irvu lirchot boa mitzvah. Good. V'yesh osrim. Who's osrim? The Ramban. The Gemara is only talking about Mila. Then it says yesh mekilim afilu b'mitzvah melacha daraisa. Who's that? That's the Bala Yitur. That's the Bala Yitur. Wow. So three sheetas make it into one sif, Simon Shin Zayin, sif, hey? Three sheetas. He tells you to look back at Simon Reish Ayin Vav. Let's look there for a minute. Reish Ayin Vav. We'll come back to the, let's see it now. Reish Ayin Vav. Sif Veis. Yes, Omri. The Mutaloma Lagoi. It's page Nun Vav. Last two lines. Listen. Oh, correct. Shin Zion. Where's the Ramah about writing? The Ramah calls that Or Zeruah that I made reference to before. What did Or Zeruah say? Something incredible. What's Pshat the Gemara Gittin of Chesed and Beis that allows you to have a goy write what? Yud Aleph. Thank you. Shin Vav Yud Aleph. Mutter Liknos Beis Beretz Yisrael Min Agoy B'Shabbos V'Chosim V'Mal HaRakos Shalahem, Viksav Shalahem, the Eino Osirak with the Rabbanon, which is Yishuvari to Srola Gozer Osirua, Pile Ploim. Wow. He holds it says, Het the Shwitz, the Shwitz of Malka Mitzvah. But it's an incredible cooler. That means a Goya Shehemrak is only the Rabbanon. Wow, mind boggling. Most potent don't accept it, despite the fact that Ramah quoted it. So what do we say? Is Mitzvah Rabbi Shiny? Okay. The Rambam, I said before, is quoted in Shin Zayin Hey, but it's not so posh what the Girsa is in the Rambam. Before we get to the Lumdus, I already gave you my piece, what the combination of Mocha Mitzvah and Shvut Shvut. I'm not going to repeat it now, but we'll come to see if it's correct or not. But just looking at you look at the Shulchan Aruch, and I'll read the Rambam. How's that for comparative analysis? You have Shin Zayin Sif Hey. And I have a Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes. Let's see what they say. You have the Shulchan Aruch, and I have the Rambam. Dover Shvein, but it's a change, jump. Dover Shvein a Malacha, Vein Os Lasosa B'Shabbos, Ala Mishim Shvus, Mutali Yisrael, Loma Lagoi, Lasosa B'Shabbos. Vuhu Shiyi Hashem, now let's read very slowly, Mikta Scholi, O yet sorech ledavar sorech harbe all with the mitzvah verbatim, right? Basically verbatim. Okay. Comes the rivet. Omer Avraham im hoya mikta scholi hu atzmo. You can do it yourself. You yourself, the Yisrael can be over a shvus if you're sick. Shere goneach yonek cholav v'shabes tzubis dav samach. And if you don't know Ksuvis, it's found in the Rif and Shabbos. Take a look, please. Page Samach Aleph and Manav, the Mar Mekremis, right there. Take a look, Rabosa, look inside. Come on. Don't be afraid. Samach Aleph and Manav, open up to the Rif. Garcina Perakaf Al Pi, and then a narrow line, some Ramaranus. Go Neach Yonek Kolav Vishabbos. My time of the Farah Kalachayad, who? The guy's sick. What do you mean a shvus to shvus? The Yisrael can do a shvus. And not only that, Yisrael can do a shvus, and you can tell the guy to do a daraisa. That's a mafurish gemar kuf kaf tes. What's the Rav hacking with shvus to shvus? He's wrong twice. The Yisrael can do a shvus himself, mekanach hayad, and he can tell the guy to do a daraisa. Both mafurish gemaris. What's this Rambam over here? It's against two mafurish gemaris. Says the Magad Mishnah, they're a cholim, they're a cholim. A real bona fide, honest to goodness cholim. That's what the two gemaras. The Rambam didn't say an honest to goodness cholim. What did he say? Miktas choli. Miktas choli. Miktas choli, all right. And the Magad Mishnah seemed to have a girsa. miktas koli o mitstaer. Not yet sorach ledover, sorach harbe. How do we know? Because the Magen Mishnah never answered the kasha of mimaich. What mimaich? To arrive at another kasha. But Malcolm Hefzid, to go and tsinor sha'olavo kaskasin mimachan baraglov. It's the same Gemara in Ksubas, cited by the Rif, the last narrow line. Samach alef and alef. Tsinor sha'olavo kaskasin mimachan baraglov etzina b'shabes benachoshesh. That was the Ravid's kasha. What do you mean Malcolm Hefzid? You can tell a guy to do the Rabban. You yourself can do the Rabban. Why did the Magen Mishnah respond to this kasha? Because he had a different gears. He didn't have the gears of Tzorach Harbe. Oh. The Magen Mishnah, in answering the original kasha of Kilach Hayad by the Chola, gives another remarkable answer, which we're going to have to talk about as we go. We have to know what is the relationship, Rabotai, between the Shvus of Amir the Nachri and the Shvus of a Yisrael doing something Shalom Kedarka. It's very possible that a Yisrael can do something Shalom Kedarka, but he can't tell the guy to do it Kedarka. Look carefully in this. Run over here, that's what seems to emerge. And then have a nidnaf be for triage. You have to take care of a chol l'shem b'sakana. What do you do? The master is beferish its mutter to tell a guy. Maybe it's better you should do yourself, b'shinui. That's a radical, radical statement. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't do it yourself, b'shinui, no matter what. Not a question of what's better or worse. But the Ramban seems to be making on it. And maybe it's even a better kulam. Look carefully in the Shemir Shabbos Kachos, of course, from Shlomo Zalman, is a sniff in a particular case. So we'll stop here. Mishum tomorrow, we'll go into more detail the mitzvah of Shvus Shvus Makom Mitzvah.
Okay, gentlemen, the topic of today is Shvus the Shvus, an expression not found in Shas. Its basis is the Shitas Rambam, one of the four Shitas we mentioned yesterday. Based on the Gemara Erevin, based on the Ran we saw, and it's quoted Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin Sif Hey. Let's open up again and see it there. Shin Zayin Sif Hey. Dovah she'eno melacha ve'eno also lasts b'shabes alam mishum shvus. Hence the first shvus. Hence the second shvus. Hence the expression shvus the shvus. When is it permissible? For a mitzvah koli, or tzorach harbe, or mitzvah. Okay. Rambam gives examples. Tell a guy to climb a tree to bring a shofar for a mitzvah. Okay. Yesh also we spoke about. There are big about theorem too. We're going to focus today on the four sheet. We're going to focus on the sheet we paskin like lahalach called the Mishnah Berurah, which is this middle sheet. Shvus to shvus mutter b'malka mitzvah. What's the pshat? Why should it be this way? So, Rabosai, we have formulated two separate and distinct prohibitions with respect to amil and achishvus. One is the daber dover, and one is shlichus l'chumra. Perhaps it is because of these two reasons that we require these two heterim, namely shvus to shvus and makom mitzvah. One of them is easy. Makom mitzvah is no easier of a daber dover. So cheftcha v'daber dover, chafotzecha asurim chefte shemayim utarim, is no easier of a daber dover when it comes to a mitzvah. That's easy. What about Shvus to Shvus. What did that come to knock out? Well, what's left? Yisr Shlichus. So why is Shvus to Shvus knock out on Yisr Shlichus? So we made the following suggestion. The Gemara has in the Sefer above a Metzia Daf Tzadi a question whether perhaps the din of what we'll call Amir Lenachri or Shlichus only applies to an Yisr Skila. Yisr Skila means that if the Jew did it, it would be over Yisr Skila, which is Shabbos. Or it goes beyond an Yisr Skila. Maybe it applies to an Yisr Lav as well. It's unresolved. Unresolved question. With an unresolved question, we go, you should go to Chumrah. I'll ask me, why you go to Chumrah? Worst case scenario is the Rabbanan. The answer is, true. What's actually happening, the worst case scenario is the Rabbanan. But it's starting off with the Dereis, Ikra Dereis. Mimela, if you have a case where worst case scenario is Ikra with the Rabbanan, that means even if the Jew himself did the worst case scenario, would be only Nisa de Rabbanan, then we have a right to be Mekil in the Sveka de Rabbanan. And therefore we say that although we're Machmir to assume that there is Shlichos, Lechumra, we're Machmir not only by Shabbos, but Machmir by Yisrael Avim as well, because we don't know. Comes to, let's reformulate. When it comes to Shabbos, it's your skila, we know for sure it's us. When it comes to Hadar Lav and Daraisa, we're not sure, so we go to Chumrah. When it comes to the Rabbanans, it's equal to the Rabbanans. Even when it comes to Shabbos, we have a right to be Mekel, and therefore we have a right to assume that Shvus to Shvus, there's no Isra of Shlichus whatsoever. Why is Shvus to Shvus usher when it's not a Mokka Mitzvah? So the way suggesting a very simple answer. Amir Lenachri, V'dabra Dover. Can't forget V'dabra Dover. V'dabra Dover exists as a separate consideration. That's how we wanted to explain the opinion that it's Mutter B'Mokka Mitzvah. Now what about Tzorech Harbeh or Mitzvah Scholi? Where'd that come from? What happened to the East of V'dabra Dover in those cases? That's a very good question. As a matter of fact, if you take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah Sekhot Chav Beitz, Tzorech Harbe, the Magen Avraham says, only B'Mokom Hefzik Godol, otherwise not. And the Eliyarab asks that too. He asks that too. Wash the Mimutta. Who wants wash the Mimutta? There's no Heter whatsoever. On the bottom he writes, Chav Dal and Sharatim, Tzorech Harbe, that's Tzara Guf, Lirchot Boam It's Dair. All right, but Tzara Guf, they were Mekil on V'dabra Dover. Why is this for Hefz and Godel? Who said? Who said they're Mekil V'dabra Dover for Hefz and Godel? Look, but if you take the other sheet of Poskim, that they're Mekil even in this case, what's Taka Pshat? What's Taka Pshat? They say, yeah. They were Mati V'dabra Dover for these Sarochim Gedolim, Hefzedim Gedolim, as well. Where do you get that from? Well, kol ha-mechabein ha-mafsid. Kol ha-mechabein ha-mafsid. It's mutter b'makom hefzid gadol. Why? Because the daber davi, he used the word mechabe, the malacha word. So that's pshat in the shittas ha-rov ha-poskim, that it's mutter b'makom hefzid gadol. Where's the precedent for it? Kol ha-mechabein ha-mafsid. I want to point out one more important nakuda. When I said to you before that a pashut, that there's no Isra of a daber davar when it comes to a mitzvah, I have to tell you there's a Mishnah Berurah which sounds almost to the contrary. In Siman Shin Zayin Tzivkot Aleph, the very beginning. Remember, Es Alamocha, you can't say, V'daber davar. V'davka is the Mishnah Berurah, davar osas v'shabtz. Feel the Rabbanim. Yeshikasu, tafilu l'dvar mitzvah. Don't see the Sefer Torah v'chi agavna. Also, lomar es alamachor. And the other posts disagree. And they say, what do you mean? Dvar mitzvah shari. If you want to be machal lechatchila, if it's not necessary, where does it come from? Where will this come from, this business? It comes from a Sefer Chassidim. Look at the original source of the Magen Avraham. Sefer Chassidim. It's It's a chumra bi alma. If you look in the machts a shekel aleph, it's a chumra bi alma. Mikra adin, it's permissible, and that's why if there's no alternative, everyone agrees it's okay. Such as, for example, you know, I'm doing this, I'm going to write a Sefer Torah tonight, come join me. Mikra adin, it's permissible, because the daber daber doesn't apply for chefti shemaim. I just want to point it out, this is, doesn't appear here in the Mishnah Berurah aleph that this, it's only a chumra bi alma according to that first opinion. But that's what it is. You look in the Machzah Shekhar, you'll see. All right. Nu. Getting back to this Machloikah. So Eliyahu Rabba says that the Hefter of Adab Adab is only for a mitzvah. That makes sense. So that would have said. Kefti Shemayim Utar. But Hef said not. So what about Kol HaMechaber Eino Matzid? That's a different story. The reason why Mata Kol HaMechaber and the Matzid is a special dispensation. The guy is Mavuol. If you won't allow him to say Kol HaMechaber and Amas, what's he going to do? He'll put out the fire by himself. That's much worse. That's why they make him. That's why they make him. Okay. Explained very nicely, the Rambam Sheet. I think it's a very good pshat. It's so good. My pshat, I like it so much. What's about the Yesh Osru? The Mechaber goes to the Yesh Osru. The Ramban. So I have one of two pshatim in the Ramban. Either Ramban assumed that the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi is Nifshat L'chumra, Paskin L'chumra. There is Shlichos Lakan L'chumra, so it applies to the Rais, it applies to the Rabbanans. Or we can say as follows. True, it's unresolved in with respect to, you know, Rabbanan if he tells us in Shabbos, which is Niskila. Well, if you go with that Mahalas, you can extend it to even to what we call Shvusim. That could be Pshat in the Ramban. So he doesn't have to argue with my major thrust. So, if this is correct, Rabbi Osai, it seems, as I said to you before, that the shvus on Erev Shabbos. Halacha Tess, the first part of that lengthy treatise of Mishnah Melech, that's what he talks about. I'm not going to read the entire Mishnah Melech. This is his follow-up. Halacha Tes, the first part of that lengthy treatise of Mishnah Lamelech, that's what he talks about. I'm not going to read the entire Mishnah Lamelech. This is as follows. Ad kano hitzruch rabbeinu mitzvah skoli, otzorach mitzvah. Helak shabbos shabbos omel anochi lasolso. Avol omel anochi bimei achol lasolso b'shabbos. Os shani lan be melacha d'arais na melacha d'rabbona. Without a mitzvah. This is a quotation of the Maras Hasson. Shar Poskim disagree. Even Kodim Shabbos Yisus Shavuos is Asur. He brings his raya from what? The Rosh of Sadigon. You can't tell the guy on Erev Shabbos, Heilach Mo Sukneli Kach V'Kach. Rabbeisai. We know that's not raya. We already went through this. Rabbi Kiv Hegel said you're sleeping and the sale takes effect on Shabbos. It's Asur. What's the tour? Also, this kapolim, v'lam l'nachu this kolapolim. And even before Shabbos, again, it's no raya, because when the hiring takes place on Shabbos, that's himself hefzicha. Eich ola b'daita shomoron zal l'chalek b'amiru l'nachu the kodem haShabbos ein malacha d'arayis l'nachu d'rabbana. You can't believe it, but I believe it. According to my Shetikot Torah, works out very nicely. It's beautiful. Interesting. What'll happen, Rabbi Osai, in Shavuos to Shavuos, B'shari Surei Torah? You'll tell a guy to do, let's say the Gemara talks there about Sirus. That's one of the examples. What about Sirus Nekeva? According to many possible serious nekevas, they're abundant. They're for animals. So can you tell a guy it's a serious nekeva? It's so much abundant, the pre-chodesh and the pre-megodim, in the beginning of Tzimun Tav Samaches, both say, yes! Fits in with our explanation. Right? It's only a suffix, we don't know. So ikra the rice to a machmir, ikra the rabbanon, what make him? So if it's a Yisrael Rabbanon, even if the Jew would do it, you're allowed to tell the guy to do it. B'shar Yisrael Torah. Shabbos Nakas V'dabedava. No V'dabedava by Sirus. The funny case of those Sachsim Shor B'disha the Rabbanon. I'm an Amor. I don't know. Can't come up with an example on the top of my head. But if you had such an example, it also it might be the same halacha. Yes, Mubi. I'm taking out there with Shabbos Rabbanon. Ava ich benach ala ba'ba chachos. I'm saying... I mean, off the Alter Rebbe. So I'm saying this trap now. Okay. Good. Excellent. Okay, Rabbi Sam. Now, let's try to give examples of what is included in Shavuos. Shavuos de Shavuos. Okay, Shavuos de Shavuos. How far do we go? Let's take a look at an interesting source, the middle of nowhere, really, Lechora. And the end in Simon Shin Mem. Ooh, Shin Mem. What's this? We spoke about it the previous year. Shin Mem. Take a look at Mr. Brewer, Simon Shin Mem, Sivkot and Gimel. Middle of nowhere. What's this all about? Says the Mechaba, Os little tsaro tziporno v'em b'yadim d'kli v'em atzim v'em l'cherim. So therefore what? Isha sheshocha little tzipornayim erev Shabbos. V'ira tvilosa v'leil Shabbos. Gvald. What does she do? Masik amam an avrom shetoma l'goy. Little b'yad. Tavi shvus de shvus b'mokom mitzvah. What's the shvus? B'yad. What's b'yad? Kilach ayad. It's not normal to cut off your fingers with a hand. You usually use a kli. We're discussing biting nails. We already spoke about it in the past. Biting nails on Tuesday is Chilul Shabbos. Sefer Shel Chazon Ish. But we won't go into that right now. That's for visiting day or something. He's matis shvus to shvus to knock a mitzvah if the other shvus is kalach hayad. Church. So there are an interesting shita and poskim that wants to be machmir. The same malachim omnayach of Zulbishnein says no, no such hetter. Page Kuf Nun Ches, no such hetter. What do you mean no such hetter? I'm a Furusha Mishnah Brewer. What are you talking about? What are you saying? Not only the Mefurusha Mishnah Brewer, but more recent poskim have followed up on the Mishnah Brewer. If you look in the Sefer Shmirah Shabbos Kil Chasa, in discussing this issue, he says, this is Perek Lamed Ha'ora Mem Vav, Kilacha Yad, quotes from Shlomo Zalman, Kilacha Yad, here's a Dirabona. So therefore, this is the last line of page Shin Tzadi Vav, Poshadut Kilacha Yad, Ayde Nachri, Choshek, Shvus, Shvus, Shari, Havada. Kalach Yad is at least a kal. It's more kal than most Rabbonans. We saw that run yesterday. It's more kal. Mamach and Baraga, it's more kal. Comes up Zilberstein and says, nothing doing. Nothing doing. I'm a Furusha Mishnah Brewer and Simon Shin Mem, Sifkat Gimel. What be nothing doing? You want a Krigan of Shlomo Zalman? Mela. You want a Krigan of Mishnah Brewer? What are you joking? What are you kidding? With no sauce? There are two kinds of kalachayads. There are kalachayads which affect the ultimate outcome. Shvacha job is done. Then there's a kalachayad where the outcome is identical. Just that you did it in a funny way. He claims when the Mishnah Brewer wanted to be matzah, comes from Mokan Avram originally. To be matzah, shvus to shvus from Mokan Mitzvah. But someone is going to cut the nails with their hands. You're not going to do a good job. That's why it's mutter. But to tell the goy to put on the light with his elbow, the light's the same light that Rav Zilberstein Shalit the Tainus is us. Shai. What's the raya? The Balahita says you can have a goy put on a light. Light a fire, put on a candle, light a candle on Shabbos. Everyone disagrees. Why do they disagree? Let them just say, do it b'shinui. That's a right from an old mission. The Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says you can't heat up water for a bris milah. Why not? Do it b'shinui. Rabbi style, the fiyani is deity, it's not compelling. Could be it's impossible to do it b'shinui. I light a candle b'shinui. Maybe you'll take a... why are you going to do it? You tell me how to, we have problems lighting our Abdullah candle without a shinui. You'll light a candle b'shinui. Well, use your teeth, you'll burn off your nose. What are you going to do? Could be they had no shinui case. That's why. I don't think it's such a gavaldika, right? As opposed to, we have a twisting, use your elbow. You can light a candle with your elbow, I dare you. We'll have a challenge here. If you can light a candle with your elbow, you get a prize. You say, I'll use my left hand. That's no shinui, come on. That could be the pshat. I call upon him, it's a prima garden. We shouldn't clear too much. It's a before it's a prima garden. Where? In Eish al Avram Simen Tov Reish Nun Hei. Tov Reish Nun Hei. He's talking there about Rabosai. Amazing case. I have an esrog. I need an esrog for a mitzvah of Arba Minim. The problem is esrog's on a tree. It's on a tree. You've got to cut it off before you're on. Very simple. Take your mouth and go pull the esrog off the tree and the chashivi got all these there. Make sure not to pasul it. He's mesupik. That's a chora shaila. Once the esrog is pulled off, it's pulled off. There's only a change in the way and how you do it. So I want to tell you a pshat, Rabosai, in the Machmir. Again, I hold it the Vaikilim Arikar, the Shlomo Zalman, Pashup Shah. But what are the machmirim? What do you have to accept shad machmirim? The prima donna is not sure. You can't just machavek. Why should it be us? It's like a classical shvus to shvus. I'll give you my pshat rabosim. We used an expression a few minutes ago. It was called ikro de oraisa. Very important expression. A very significant expression. Ikro de oraisa. What did we say before? So we're machmir, not to tell a goy to do those sasim sharbadisho, because sveka de oraisa. What means sveka de oraisa? The worst case scenario is amila nafi shvus to the rabbanon. The terrorist is ikro de oraisa. Because if I would do those sasim shar myself, I'd be over in the oraisa. Once we throw in that word ikro de oraisa, it's hard to know where to draw the line. It seems to me that these gedolei apostkim or machmir say as follows. Any malacha, that the malacha per se, mitzad hilchos ha-malacha as such, would be a daraisa. But it's only the rabbanon that will call klolei shabbos, various klolim, malachas machsheves. That is called ikro daraisa. I repeat, that is called ikro daraisa. For those who've been here in one of the last two summers, we spoke about it both summers. We spoke about psikresha. Psikresha, there are certain clues about psikresha, the rabbonon, either by nichole or by lo nichole. According to many posts, it only applies to the rabbonon, which is ikra the rabbonon, not ikra the raisa. That's like miyashiv stiris and mishnah brurim. Ikra the raisa, then we're machmir. Ikra the rabbonon, we're not machmir. So if somebody pulls off the fingernail with his hand, that's not just a chesaron in melechus machshavos. That's a chesaron in the melech of gozes itself. You're not doing a good job in gozes as such. That's a shvacha gozes. But if you do a kalach, you use your elbow to open the light. That's a gzeras akosim melechus machshavos. There's nothing. It's not a protis to gaptur. That's what I thought. A possibility. I'll bring a raya. They quote the poskim who say, "What about this?" Is in the same sefer melechem amnayach page kuf nun zayin. Shnayim shesau. Shnayim shesau. We had a machlokes gedolei apostkim. We spoke about it a couple years ago. Is that the rice of the rabbanon? Okay, let's assume it's the rabbanon for the moment. So I'll tell two goyim. Shnayim shesau. Jim and John. Hey guys, Jim and John, go together, put on the light. So the apostkim say it's awesome. Why is it awesome? So Chana said it's awesome. Why? I got a raya from Eric, but the same raya. This is a better raya. Get two goyim to carry the water across the street. That you can do. Maybe machine already you can't do, but two goyim you can always find. So this is on his raya. So I'm saying this ain't a chanami, that would be awesome. Because there it's ikur daraisa. There's some kind of a special side ptur. Something that's only ptur carbon, it's a taka daraisa. Even though those who make kilim say it's the rabbonim, but it's not the chasar and the etzim amalach. Now we can revisit what we spoke about yesterday. Let's revisit the Ran, Rabosa. Turn back to that Ran. Please, Rabosa, turn back to the Ran. Come on, everyone turn back with me. What page was the Ran? Samach. Oh, wait. Nun Vav. Nun Vav. Yeah. Nun Vav. Let's read around together. Very tricky. Very tricky. We ready? Yes, we read again today. What's the matter? In fingernails, it's not just that you're doing it in a funny way. It'll be a funny result. And a funny result, we can argue, is not a proper gozes. Even if there wouldn't be for the gzeras kutz of a malach to not shavus, it might still be put. No, because it's chasar in the malach itself. Shavus in the rabbanon, the malach, we assume it's not equal to rice. Carrying a caramel. And how so is the rice, but caramel is the rabbanon through and through. Okay, let's take a look over here in the Dibur Maskel Avol. Okay, let's read it again carefully. It'll be from the beginning to the end. Avol Daser Av Alfasi Zal Edukein. Shusovet Lo Shor Amir Lenochi Be Machshir Emila Ele Bedava Shafilo Yisrael En Ele Mishum Shvus. Okay, we call Shvus the Shvus. Okay, now it's a Rambam. The Rambam extended it to other mitzvahs as well, shofar, lulav, etc. The biggest machlokes is Ramban. What does he say? What does the Ramban say? Ramban zal sova the chagav nanami lo shor alav mila levad. Okay? This is nunva. Now, Rabbi Osai, we turn to Samach Aleph. You'll see both together. We had the case of the Vemokam Pseir Lagaz Rabbona. Says the Masl Vemokam. Im Tomer Im Kain Lama Asru Lichabos Dleike B'Shabbos Amalokha Shein Atzvichu Lagufi Shelo Lepecharinu Tzorech El Atalas Besav Lo Mitzel Amad Rabbona The Vada Kiwi Dleike Mitzafil Rav Shimon Omer Zafsin Lagufa Potter Olea Kidei Nachri The Bein Shalaylam. He's asking a double kash. It's very important to the kash. First, we're saying that even Israel could do malacha b'malkam hafsid. You can kick out the junk there from the gutter. It's blocking up the drain pipe. Aye, they go as avada mutter. Yet, when it comes to kibud leika, we ask a Jew from doing it. You know, it's anti all the gufas there are, and even a guy can't do it. Gevalt. Quotes him up, Mishnah Kuf Chaf Al. That's his kash. It's a double kasha. Very careful attention to double kasha. Yesh loma. Shani kibud. The cave and the mahoya tzorach legufo. The awesome in a Torah. When I call the key and lachlok by melacha atzricha legufo, then atzricha legufo. Mishamachi asri rabbonon hafila b'malkam seder. Stop! What is the answer so far? I'm giving you my rendition first. I'm taking unfair advantage of you. I'm giving you my shot first. What is the matter so far? What is the answer so far, Bozai? Come on. I told you he has two kashas. What are the answers so far? The original kasha. Why it is that Israel can't put out the fire. So he answered that by saying, Angel of the Guru is coming today. Now he proceeds to question number two. What question? He answered question number two. What's question number two? Let a goy. A goy is a shvus, a shvus. He gives two answers to that question. What are they? One. Vafilo ayadei nachri nami asu. If it should be talk, Shadam Ball a Mamono, he shares the Ide Nakri, Osi the Kabuya Yil Gufe. Now that the opposite of what we spoke about a minute ago. A minute ago we said that Chazal are Megil, because otherwise you're going to do it yourself. Here the Machla is doing it yourself. So I saw in the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, he says, Vidleka Matsinu, Lakula Lachurma, in Simulam. They went both ways. And the Chazal made an umdana know when it's going to lead to each direction. They're both right. We're machmir in some cases, make in other cases, and the tzad hashava shavem to avoid it, he shouldn't do it himself. Kacha. Chazal lets in psychology. Okay. That's teret number one. Okay. Separate Isser over here because he may do it himself. Otherwise, it'd be mutter. What am I driving at? What am I saying to you? Well, I'm reading the Rad to say that Amira l'nokri v'malacha shenetzricha l'gufa is mutter, with this one exception. So you read the round too. Oh, you'll see that someone much greater than all of us read it differently. Inami Shani Ocha Shushvus Kalach Hayad Shememachin Baraglov V'chomir Tvei Shvus Tishabes Hanasa Kedarko V'hoayno Yadei Nochri. Woo! He's saying another Kiddush. Just because you're Megil in a shvus of a Yisrael doing it to Lachayad, doesn't mean you're Megil in a goy doing it normally. Wow. What's he saying in his second text? The second text is saying that Ein Achinami, I'm keep putting in my two cents, Ein Achinami, it's a shvus to shvus. Ein Achinami. But it doesn't make a difference. Nasa Gedarko is always going to be awesome. Only thing that matters to Malcolm Hefsid is Kalachayad, which is more Kal. It kind of emerges. The Kalachayad is not only more Kal than the Shvus, more Kal than the Shvus to Shvus. It emerges. Where we're suggesting. Adkan. Why am I telling you all this? What am I talking so much for? Yeah, there's a problem with Malcolm Avraham. You could please pass me that fancy Shulchan Aruch. It'll be easy for me to read. The thin one. In Zion. Thank you very much. Open up those who have. I'm not going to have wrong. They're planning to go around. Shin Zion, I believe it's Sifkotten. Both. Sifkotten Zion, rather. Shin Zion, Sivkot and Zion. Here we go. It's going on Amachaber. Amachaber. It's going on Amachaber. Shin Zion, Sif Hey. Read the Mechaber. I'll read it from the Mishnah Berurah. This is to refresh your memories what the Mechaber said. We'll see exactly what the Magen Avraham said. The Mechaber's matnas shvus to shvus. What kind of a case? Of a miktsas choli, for example. Miktsas choli. Says the Magen Avraham like this. Haran Perek Chavis, Kosav Lechat Shinuya, the Shvus Kedarka Osir, Afilai De Akav B'Mokam Seda, okay. Ulechat Terutza Kosav, the Shani Kibui, the Kavan the Imtsarach Legufo Hayachayim and Atara, Venakot Bekim, Pese, Lefichav Osir Afilai De Akum! The Magen Avraham is saying, that Amir al Nachlish, there's no heaven of Shvus to Shvus and Mokash and Tzvich Legufa. That's what he says. If Yanir is 90, Lo Hoyu, Svarim, Meola. He never said that. That Svara was only introduced before he got to answer this question of Amir al Nachlish. This is because of Amir al Yisrael, the Rabbanon. So I saw in one of the Svarim, I already forgot where I saw it. I believe he quoted the Torah to fall, said what I said. I said it on my own. That this Magen Avraham is not, doesn't say it. It doesn't say it. One of the, I already forgot where. I was reading on Shabbat, I didn't write it down. One of the Svarim says exactly this chat, the Magen Avraham's chat in Iran does not true. What's the matter, Mom? So when we say not the key, if I understand correctly, I'm going to go back again, so my hemshech here. He doesn't just mean the key, not the key. What he really means, what the Magen Avraham really means, although I don't think Iran said it, what the Magen Avraham really means, once again, Ikra Daraisa. Ikra Daraisa. This is basically the same thing. Ikra Daraisa. Ikra Daraisa. Ikra Daraisa. Oh. You know, if one assumes, if one, where do we find such a thing? Take a look in the Ran. You're in the Ran already. Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Dapi Haran. Just to show you another example of this. Who said it? Oh, the Sanctity Course starts with fall. What page? Oh, in the back. I knew I saw something. I was reading on the showers. Page Hey and Vav. I was mechavent to the Torah Sefer. Baruch Shekivant. I had lost it. Thank you, Shekhar. It's out of the Avedos. Take a look over here. The last three lines. Talk about that God will cover the Abrius. It's Dokha the Rabbonans. What about Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa? Lesser, the last two lines. So in Tiruk, Mekavad Abriyas, Ela B'davash, Yikara Medivrei Sof. Going Karmelis. Avel B'shut Sirab Lo. Shalom Mappes B'Meloch Azul, Mutzarach L'Gufa, Yom Lav. What's the keyword that he used? Yikara Medivrei Sof. This is the Ran. Three lines at the bottom of page 70. Lamed Hamid Bates. Now the Magen Avraham, it's Simon Shin Yud Aleph, asks even through a guy. Look at this. She tossed away, he left shot in the rock. I'll read it to you. He says, I feel a man down, because the rabbi is also feel a guy. I feel if it's Emesh Yechol Agufa, Ikra Daraisa. It's Magen Avraham, Simon Shin Yud Aleph, Sof, Sifkotten, Yud Gimel. Shitasa. This is a serious question. This is a halacha l'maaseh.
very serious. I have a problem, though. I have a major problem. Again.
The Mogen Avraham is of the opinion that the heter of shvus to shvus to Malka Mitzvah does not apply if the shvus is ancient leguf. He said it in Shin Zayin. He left shot in the Ran that way. And he said it again in Shin Yud Aleph. You can't tell a goy to carry a mace, which is Rabbi Daraisa, even though it's ancient leguf, just to get out of the house. Can't do it. I thought Lahadam. And I thought Lahadam is a halbitzar. But it's a steer of Mogen Avraham. Go back to that Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem. Please go back. Right back to the same place. Shin Mem. Shin Mem. Same place. Siv, Cotton, Gimel. The same place. Again. Isha, Sheshach, Alito, Tziponai, Meir, Shabbos. Yurid, Tfilos, Abel, Shabbos. Masik, Mogen Avraham, Shtom, Lagoi. Little Biyad. Avish, Shvus, Tshutz, Mogen Mitzvah. Vim, Im, E-F, Sher, Biyad. Mutter, Bekli. Why? You have to look at Mogen Avraham to know the answer to that question. Because it's in Lacha Shein of Shricha Lagufa. Because the Mogen Avraham is assuming you don't need the fingernails. What's the matter, you go? We got stamp counts here. Correct. It's a very good question. It's a good machlokas gedolei rishonim. Tosfos holds in Shabbos. If you cut off the fingernails, it's ain't shirul gufa. And the Rivash and the Ramban disagree for two different reasons. We're assuming that like Tosfos. The Mogen Avraham is relying on Tosfos. Before a stira in Mogen Avraham, Rabosai. A stira in Mogen Avraham. Stira is a Mishnah Berurah too. I saw this in the Svara of this. In Shin Tez Zayin, Sifkot Lamed Gimel, he says that you can't tell a guy to pull a fish out of the water, so it shouldn't ruin all the other fish. Fish is dying. It's ain't shirul gufa. Doesn't matter. Even though it's makom hefsed of all the other fish, it's not here anyway. That's in Shin Tazayin Lamed Gimel. And in Shin Beis Sifkot Lamed Vav, he's Mekel. What are you doing over there? You're telling the guy to remove the mud with an isa tochein, which is ain't shirul gufa. So we are Mekel through a guy. So kastiris all over the place, but I say there's stiris in Mogen Avraham and stiris in Mishnah Berurah, and I can't hear, I don't have any resolution for them. But as far as the Mogen Avraham is based in the Ran, so I thought it wasn't so, and I was mechavet Baruch Hashem to the Torah's fall. I think if you read carefully in the Ran, it comes out that way. So it should come out the cooler in the challenge. But again, it's about machloikas. I can understand the other reason too. Ikud Arais, I can understand the two svaras over here. Could be, I want to say an interesting svara. Could be for those who are Bekiyim Taka, if you go, the Bekiyim. What's the basis of Malach Hashem Yisrael? How do you know it from? Where do you get it from? We all have a normal reaction to Malach Shabbos, which we call the Turuk Loli, not Pashut. According to many Poskim, we don't. It's not based on Malach Shabbos. We had a whole discussion about Nafkaminus from Bekalgo and Mavir, all kinds of differences. It could be Dumi the Mishkan. So we are in our mind Dumi the Mishkan, the same thing as Malach Shabbos, not necessarily so. And if it's Dumi the Mishkan, it's arguable, it's a more local p'tur. It's, see, 39 times over, this is not Dumi the Mishkan, this is not Dumi the Mishkan, this is not Dumi the Mishkan. So it could be Ikra the Rabbana. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Nunvav, so that's how we started there. Let's go back to Nunvav. Nunvav. Yes, the kasha. Did we ask for Avol? Okay, hold on. Ramban says, "Kai gad nami lo shoyel a bit mila b'levad." Should the Shabbos do for that? So the Shabbos mitzvahs ain't dopen shvus klal. That's what the chinen and shvus to shvus and nokam seder. Do we should nila nokri shabal chabas and amal lo kabei val tochaber. Af al gav tavish shvus the malacha shen etzirul beguf. So get it right what I said. That although it's an etzirul beguf, and according to the Ramban, it's mutter. According to the Ramban, it's also. The Ramban brings this raya. That's a raya to me. The Ramban brings a raya. That shvus, the shvus is also from where? From ain't shvich al gufa. Zavidov. That's gufa. This is a classical case of shvus to shvus. The Ramban would be matter it, and the Ramban would answer it. How the Ramban answered this kasha, we already saw the answer later on. You're afraid to do it himself. Ah, the Ramban. This fits in perfectly with our theory against the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen is against the Ramban.
Rav Bar brought a right at Shushu's Magam is Asr from Ein Tzricha L'Guf. According to the Bogan Avraham, everyone agrees that's Asr. Not even under discussion. He could arise. Now, Rav Osai. In Shin Zayin, Sif Hei, there's an Eishel Avraham Buchach. This edition, I think it's the word. Right here. On the page. I think. Let's see if I can find it. Let me tell you what he says, and I'll read it to you. He says as follows. What happens in the following case? Where is it? Should say in base. Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you what I'm saying. If you can find it, we'll find it. What about the following case? The Eira fell down. The Eira fell down. May you tell the guy to fix the Eruv. So he says yes. Why? Huh? You can fix the Eruv without a daraisa. You have to tie it together. Instead of making a kesher shokayama, double knot, you can make an aniva. We spoke about it, I'm sure the eagle remembers. Aniva is the rabbanon. The lashon of the Eishel Avraham is ki kvarev shel nasa koya de aniva v'imhu osa keshel kayama ein lano esik v'zeh kevin shel kvarev shel shiyah zeh nasa de aniva b'yama. You don't have to tell him to do an aniva, just tell him to tie it. Oh, yeah, but I already told you already last time when we spoke about this last whenever it was earlier during our transition from Mukta to here, l'aniyas daiti, that may only apply because tie something. Tie can mean tie a double knot, tie can be an aniva, a bow, it doesn't mean anything. But I don't know if the Eishel Avraham will tell you, tell the guy, put on the light. Oh, I meant with my elbow. I meant with your elbow. Ah, that's not included in his command. That's what I wanted to suggest. Yes, Dave. No, when I tell you to tie something, the word tie colloquially means a double knot, means a bow knot, means all this stuff. But the word put on the light does not include colloquially, use your elbow. That's what I'm trying to say, Pshat. Even the Eishel Avraham wouldn't go that far. Wouldn't go that far. Rav Osai, I want to give you another klal in Hilchos Avir L'Nochem. A klal. Take a look, for example, since we're learning Shin Yud Aleph, we were there a minute ago. Shara Tzion Sivkot Yud Ches. Shin Yud Aleph. Sharat Zion Yudkes. What happened over there? Discussion is, can you have the take out a mace for Shisa Rabin through a guy? So in Yudkes he writes, V'nira de b'Shisa Rabin Shlomi Yesh Lahokal Adein Yehudi V'nucha L'tzav Gam Das Rabban Shemata Afilah De Yisrael Shiram Shein Shir Legufa. We don't pass in that way, but through a guy we can be making Shiram Shalom. What emerges from all this? A klal. I think all this modern term have is a klal gadol. Rav Osai, what is a klal gadol? The best place for me to show it to you is in Siman Shin Yud Dalet Sif Zayin. There it's Mefurish. Well, it's Mefurish Machlekes, but it's Mefurish. It's page Kuf Chaf Aleph Mishnah Berurah. Open up top to the first line. Fine. So what in fact is it in? Is it mutter? Is it usher? So I thought you could make a following distinction. Again,
If the Yisr become Malach Le'asa Behem, maybe Tirch would be Mutter. We know it's not true. The Rav Poskim hold that's not the source of the Yisr at all. So any of the Rabbanish, all the Rabbanish should be the same. Perhaps he can make the following suggestion. Maybe he's assuming... Well, let me take a step backwards. So what should it then be? At first glance, the Cato in California is right. He's a Lamdan. He knows. Shvus to shvus, but welcome it.